USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr says a version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report will be available to the public by mid-April, with redactions to protect intelligence sources, ongoing investigations, grand jury information, and the privacy of individuals not charged with crimes. Barr also says there are no plans to submit the report to the White House for review of any confidential information. President Trump is in South Florida visiting Lake Okeechobee and touring some of the aging infrastructure that's being updated.
I want to just thank the Army Corps of Engineers. It's been fantastic. I said, let's go. We need a wall also on the border. You know that, right? I'm looking at all these walls. I'm saying southern border, too. Don't forget our southern border. And we're right now building a lot of wall on the southern border.
Stocks are ending on a good week as the Dow was up 211 points to close at 25,929. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The city of Chicago is calling for Empire actor Jussie Smollett to cover the cost of the investigation into the attacks he reported in January. Mayor Rahm Emanuel believes the actor owes the city.
Given that he doesn't feel any sense of contrition and remorse, my recommendation is when he writes the check, in the memo section, he can put the word, I'm accountable for the hoax.
The city sent a letter to Smollett's attorneys demanding that he pay more than $130,000 spent on police overtime hours in the probe. Smollett's lawyers countered by saying that their client has paid enough and that Mayor Emanuel and Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson owe him an apology. Tragedy strikes at a national park. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A tourist is dead after a fall at the Grand Canyon. Officials say the 50-year-old man from Hong Kong was taking photos too close to the rim when he fell hundreds of feet into the canyon yesterday.
The NCAA tournament continues with the top seed overall in the tournament, Duke, taking on Virginia Tech. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Millions of dollars in funding will go forward for the Special Olympics. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
The Special Olympics will be funded.
President Trump says he will keep the Special Olympics funded. This after his education secretary, Betsy DeVos, was looking to slash funding for the program designed to help children and adults with disabilities. She proposed cutting more than $17 million. Here's the president.
I just told my people I want to fund the Special Olympics. And I've just authorized a funding of the Special Olympics. I've been to the Special Olympics. I think it's incredible. And I just authorized a funding. I heard about it. I have overridden my people. We're funding the Special Olympics.
A wreath-laying ceremony held at the Vietnam War Memorial in Washington, D.C. honors all of those who served America from 1955 to 1975. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
It wasn't until 2017 that President Trump established the National Vietnam War Veterans Day that will henceforth be held on March 29th every year. About 9 million Americans served our country during that time, of which an estimated 6.4 million are living today. Kim Joyner of the Department of Defense will host the ceremony. Joyner, who will present a Vietnam veteran lapel pin to the men and women present, said, "This is for all of those who served during this challenging time in our nation's history."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.